when babies are born and they're sick, they're born with, you know, like, how do you explain that?
There's some different factors that can play into that. One is that, the child isn't suddenly created out of nothing at the moment of birth. You know, there's conception and the gestation period and all those conditions which can either favor the health of the child or otherwise. So that's one thing. And then there is such a thing as, the genetic predisposition to certain things that may come down to a family line, to the parents and so forth. Also, a human child is born into the world isn't, once again, it's not created out of nothing. Human beings are expressions of a body is made out of and grows out of what we call the genetic stuff that we get from our parents and they got from their parents and so on and so on and so on. So in a certain way, the child brings stuff, all that stuff in with them. You could say for better or for worse. And in the case of a child who's born with this particular affliction, that's very often what happens. And no matter what, that birth and that child, however long that child is to live in the world, whether it's a few days or a long life or whatever, coming in with those things gives an opportunity for resolution. Even illness and even death from that illness can be a way, and often is a way of, let's say, working that stuff out.
And that stuff you're speaking out with has a relationship to previous lives that the part of the soul of that child has lived in.
Yes, that's part of it. But also remember that those previous lives are also...
Are they happening all at the same time?
What?
These lives, four lives, we've had, if there's no past, then there's no future, so are these past lives, aren't they happening right now?
In a certain way, yes, but... what we're speaking from and about, the view that we're speaking about now, is that we're living in a world that can be said that in this world time does exist. You could say on the other side of the veil it doesn't. At least it's very, very different. But looking at it, from living in this world, still you can say that those unresolved conditions from the past live in the present, in the case you're talking about, and can show up as an illness or a particular condition this child brings with him in the present. So that was present back there, lives on in this moment in that way. And that's true of the things that we consider to be beneficial as well, not just the illnesses.